Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
One would think that any snags in a divorce between two schools and a conference trying to move to another conference would be strictly between the husband and the wife in this case, the schools and the conferences.
Correct.
But in the case of Texas and Oklahoma, who are still scheduled to play one more year in the Big 12 Conference, they have been trying for the last 2 years.
Well, they're actually slated to play in 23 and in 24, so technically two more years.
Oh,
right?
Yes, two more years.
Two more years. They're contractually stated, or slated rather, to join the SEC in 25.
So, again, this is like the longest divorce in the history of divorces.
Remember, they announced
because
this
move.
Because
we have found this two off seasons ago.
It was 2021.
Right.
2021,
so,
John.
So while Nebraska only had to deal with one lame duck season, Texas and Oklahoma are on pace for four.
Yeah, they're in the midst of two seasons. Still. They still have basketball to finish up, baseball, softball,
right.
Yada, yada, yada.
Well, there have been ongoing negotiations between the schools, the Big 12, and the SEC, but the snag is really the children in this analogy.
So who would you say is behind the snag?
The television networks. Because
you have
Fox Sports.
We are Fox Sports.
Which is the home network of many Big 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
And the SEC.
Which is on what network again in the
future?
That
would be ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated, a possibility that has surfaced was a trade of future games. That there would be four non-conference Texas games featuring games against Michigan and Ohio State that would be traded back over to Fox as compensation for allowing Texas and Oklahoma to go over to the ESPN family, a.k.a. the SEC. But apparently that trade was denied.
Yeah, because it's not good enough.
Because you're losing Texas and Oklahoma.
Bingo.
You would be getting back four non-conference games over 4 years.
Yeah.
Instead of now, if you're Fox, the only way you're going to televise a Texas or an Oklahoma game is if they're playing a team like a Nebraska, for example, in Lincoln, or a team like Kansas in Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And even that's not a guarantee. So the networks, the children in this analogy, are the things keeping the parents together for the moment.
And now there's a very real scenario where these two schools play in the Big 12 in football and all the other sports for two more seasons after this school year's done. Two more years. In the Athletics report on this earlier, they wrote, the efforts from Texas and Oklahoma to leave the Big 12 and join the SEC ahead of schedule have stalled and reached a breaking point. A person close to the negotiations told the Athletic, a breaking point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. Like you said it, Nebraska's was, they announced in June, they played football a few months later, they played the other sports over the course of that school year, and
By July of the next year, they were officially gone.
The same thing happened with Missouri, with Colorado, with
Texas A&M,
with all of those schools. The same thing happened where we knew a year in advance that they were going to leave. This is weird. I mean, in and of itself already, this is year two. They're finishing up year two right now. As basketball will end and then the spring sports will begin, that will be year two. It's obvious that they're going to have a year three. And then after that, it's like, I mean, what's one more? What's one more year? It's just, it's nuts because we remember how uncomfortable it was.
Mm-hmm.
This is uncomfortable, but they also have added the other schools. You missed it the other day. The schedule came out for next year. And so Robbie and I were talking about it, and it was like, oh, that's right. BYU's one of the new members. And Houston.
And Cincinnati.
And UCF. And seeing, like, how are they going to screw Oklahoma? How are they going to screw Texas? You know, and like Oklahoma, they're traveling to Cincinnati in a very tough environment. That's Cincinnati's first ever Big 12 game. I don't remember if it was them or Texas. They have to go to BYU late in the year, you know, right before their conference schedule finishes up. Not to mention, so all that uncomfortability, and then also the state legislators and that perspective. Because with Nebraska, no in-state rival to worry about. See you later. We're going to the Big Ten.
Yep.
Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, you know, and all of that. Texas and just leaving all the other schools in Texas. And then the uncomfortability when they actually do join the SEC of their relationship with Texas A&M. Odd times, man. Odd times. Good on the Big 12, I guess, for keeping them around this long.
Well, and you have to wonder if the SEC and ESPN were banking on the fact of, oh, they'll get over here sooner.
Remember, they canceled the series.
We're not going to have to wait 4 years.
They have changed non-conference schedules. Like, Oklahoma was slated to play Georgia this year, upcoming season. It got nixed because they were like, you guys will be playing soon enough. And that's why in the early weeks of the 2023 college football season, the non-con's a little light because they're losing out. Texas, I believe, was supposed to play somebody kind of relatively big as well. That's why. They're not, you know, they're going to play them in conference in a few seasons. Yeah, you're right. Those networks are probably banking on that. Now they don't get it.
Now, I hope that they, I hope they do get a little bit of a Scrooge job.
Texas and Oklahoma?
Yep.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Why not?
I mean, they got to be good enough to maybe deserve and warrant that screw job, like Nebraska did in 2010. But you know,
well, I mean, it is
dare Oklahoma. To dream, Oklahoma been, and Texas.
I mean, this past year, notwithstanding, they've been okay.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing, like it's been good for the league that in the last two seasons, the conference championship games have been Oklahoma State Baylor.
Yep.
And Kansas State TCU. That's been incredibly valuable for this league, that it has not been any combination of Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, because the last time the teams left, Nebraska was in the final game.
They were in the final game. And they lost, but they were in the final game.
They were in the final game.
And it's been good, too, for good teams to emerge. I mean, Oklahoma State, if they beat Baylor, they're most likely in the playoff. TCU lost. They had such a good season, they lost, and they still made the playoff, and then they made the national championship.
How awkward is that going to be if it happens? What if Texas and Oklahoma played for the last Big 12 title in their last game?
Oh, my gosh.
In 24.
I actually would like to see it. That'd be kind of fun. Another neutral site game in Dallas, but in the different stadium.
As much as, you know, we all fantasized, oh, how great is it going to be if Dan Beebe has to give that trophy over to Nebraska?
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting.
But we'll have to wait two more years for that drama to play out, if it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, it's One Beer Friday. It's the happy hour on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.